Is it hot? Is it nice?
Not yet.
Oh.
Not yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Anga kutu kaga. Ni matu njaru.
Parang parang. Abi
yang nak. Mana tu kutu ada orang kat.
Yeah, we're at Solitude Farm, and I'm Josh, and I'm here since 6 months as an intern. I'm living and working here, and in Solitude we are aiming the Fukuoka's approach of natural farming. So the rice we are looking at is unplowed, untillage, direct sown rice, which is quite unique in Oroville and around the world, because it has the approach of natural farming and the approach of letting nature do what it's doing. So we had this rice sown into the leguminous peanuts and cut the peanuts after the harvest, and put the biomatter of the peanuts directly back into the field, so that the sown rice came up through the decaying mass, through the decomposition. And what we didn't know about what we were doing there is that we mixed up two, you can say three, varieties of rice. We have the, now what we are looking at now is the Chinaponi, which is traditional Tamil red rice, and I think around about 2 or 3 weeks ago we harvested the first variety, which is even shorter than this already very short one, and this is the, and the harvest we got from that is already 2 sacks in this whole patch, which is round about 1/4 acre. So this makes like 75 kg about on a 1/4 acre, which is like 8 sacks on an acre, and this, and we have double as this of the Chinaponi right now in front of us. So this makes Krishna, even though, you know, a farmer shouldn't talk about the harvest before it's harvested, make him believe that we're looking at a very tremendous harvest, which he's looking at 30 to 35 acres, sacks per acre. Which is very good to compare with the nursery, the transplanted, the plowed, the fertilized normal rice, the normal red rice, which is mostly like a good harvest in this kind of agriculture is about 40 sacks per acre, and with 30 to 35, we can show that these ways of cultivating and growing rice are as sufficient and as.
But you don't use any fertilizer or pesticides.
Not at all. Not at all. It's about diversity. It's about letting nature do in its patterns. And what Krishna is also the mistake of mixing up these varieties brought a new diversity into the field. Normally through having like just one species in the field makes it very vulnerable for pests. So in old tribal cultures, it's common to have up to 28 varieties of rice in one field, and we're having a green manure of cowpea, tatapaire, sun hemp, black velvet bean inside, growing with the rice, so that there is a huge variety of ground covers and different plants in one field, so that there is no imbalance of one crop and one beetle, bug, whatever, which is able to erase a whole
so
harvest.
It is like an anti-movement against India's Green Revolution?
You can say so, because the Green Revolution aims huge harvests of one crop and brought up and pushed out so many varieties of in India there are at least already in South India there are 20,000 varieties of rice, you know, and now with the hybrid seed they brought it down to 4 varieties, which are growing everywhere, and in huge monocultures with the fitting fertilizer, with the fitting pesticide. So, and it's hybrid seeds, so they just grow one season. And that ruins a lot of farmers. But on a quarter acre, you can have everything growing in a huge diversity. And it's so possible.
Thank you, Josh. Hey, you.
Hello.
What's your name?
Nicholas.
What are you doing here?
I am harvesting rice at the moment.
How do you do that?
With my sickle, cut it at the bottom, nice and easy. Sort out the tall ones, we don't cut them. Pile them up in the right direction, later we thresh them.
Does it take a long time to learn how to cut them?
It took me about, 2 minutes?
All right.
I hope I'm doing it right, at least.
Is it fun?
I like it, yeah. It's nice work. It's nice harvesting. You know, you have a big field and suddenly you get that product out of it in the end.
At what time do you start working?
We started here at 8.
Until what time?
Today we're harvesting until 12:30, I think.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, what's your name?
Jean-Sébastien. Jean-Sébastien.
Okay, are you volunteering?
Yes, I'm volunteering.
How do you like it?
It's actually pretty hard work, but it's satisfying. I'm volunteering a half day here. And around noon the sun gets very hot, so you gotta be made for it.
What are you doing right now?
I'm actually harvesting the rice, so we just have to sort. There's one kind of rice that we have to leave in the field. Aside from that, we have to harvest 2 other kinds, the lower ones. We leave the red rice in the field so far.
Do you need a lot of experience to cut the rice?
Actually, I have not a lot of experience in rice cutting. Actually, you just need to know which one in particular you need to harvest, because the field here is mixed with different kind of rice. Actually, you just need to follow a pattern and you just cut basically everything you see, pile that on the ground, and we'll sort that later.
Cool, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Colin.
What are you doing right now?
I'm cutting the rice with the sickle.
How come you're doing that?
Because this is rice harvest time. This is for us to eat. This is our rice. So we have to do this the first step.
So you're a volunteer?
Yeah, I'm volunteer. Yeah, I've been here for 3 weeks now.
What is so special about the project here?
The project, I suppose, the big project of natural farming, yeah, which we're all kind of interested in, is just trying to learn from nature, I suppose, you know. And, yeah, to add as little as you can, you know, and just, yeah, Fukuoka calls it like a do-nothing kind of farming, you know, so as little as possible, as little added to the land, and farming and these grains and the varigu is an important part of that, you know.
Do you have the chance to have conversations in the field?
No, we can have conversations, yeah, of course. Yeah, often we do. Today, I don't know, we seem quite motivated and want to get the rice harvest done. And we haven't had a rice harvest for maybe 2 weeks now, so we're all quite excited about getting it done, yeah.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Hello. Hi, who are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Kartik.
And you're volunteering?
No, I'm working here.
You're working at Solitude Farm?
Solitude Farm, yeah. But last 5 months. Little more than 5 months.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's going really good.
What is your job for today?
Today we are harvesting rice. There are two kinds of rice. Well, we kind of sold three kinds of rice in the field. Not purposely, but somehow it happened accidentally. We harvested one variety something like 3 weeks ago. And then another one we are harvesting now. And this is red rice which we are leaving.
Leaving until when?
Leaving until it is matured. I kind of guess like another 2-3 weeks.
How come you're working here?
Well, I was always interested in farms. And previously I worked in a farm. And I was also keep in touch with this farm. And I came to know this farm. And I came and gave a try. And it's going good.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
What is your name?
My name is Cohen.
You're working as a volunteer?
I work as a volunteer, yes.
Since when?
Since November. So, 3 months now.
And you're harvesting rice as everybody else,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly, yes.
How do you do that?
How do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you grab it, you search for the root, then you have your arriva, and you cut it, and that's it.
Easy.
Very easy. And later on, when we harvest everything, we spread a blue sheet in the field, then we get some barrels, and we trash the rice on the barrels, so the grain will get loose from it. And that's it.
Do you like the work?
Yes, very much.
Mm-hmm. But it's also hard work, isn't
exactly.
it? In the sun and...
Yeah, it's hard work, but you get used to it, I think. It's beautiful, like after so much work that we are harvesting it. So...
Do you eat the rice that you're harvesting?
Of course, yeah. Yeah. We all, the food we get here, we eat here during lunchtime, all comes from the farm. So, it's all organic and natural grown. Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
It was nice to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh. Oh. Oh.